Hello and welcome to Riff, Off the Cuff Conversations. I'm Blythe.
And I'm Paige.
It's funny because this is probably the last time we will be introducing ourselves this way because this is our last episode. It's been a very good run. We've been doing this for almost 2 years, and I know stopping at 90 is not as sexy as stopping at 100, a crisp 100, but it's time, and so we're going to look back over the almost 2 years that we've been doing this and show a little appreciation for all of you who have listened and given us the time of day and, you know, supported our endeavor here, so join us one last time for a little retrospect. When I think back to when we started this show, it felt very different than what it is now. It was almost scripted to begin with, which is kind of ironic with the name of the show, but it was almost scripted, and you can kind of tell from our first episode, The Truth About Social Anxiety, which I still am kind of shocked that that's the first thing we talked about, because I don't really even talk about that with my friends usually, so this started off raw and real, and it's kind of continued that way. It just evolved in a way.
Yeah, I know we've talked about it before, but and in different ways, we've mentioned how expressing ourselves in this way is very challenging, usually. And starting this off was a way of proving, for me, of proving to myself that I can express myself openly. I do. To Blythe, and so it was like, I knew that it was a similar case for Blythe as it was for me, and at the time, we just moved to California, and we were trying to figure it out. We'd just gotten out of college, and we've talked about how that was a challenging process of kind of losing ourselves, and losing our collaboration together, and not really knowing who we were as creatives anymore. And so this was like, okay, it's hard to do the things that we've done before, where it's like a huge production with a lot of people. And this was also the beginning of the pandemic that we started this podcast.
We started the month before the pandemic started, so we had no idea, obviously, that was coming, and that this would be such a pivotal thing for us during this era.
Yeah. And so everything just kind of collided to make this happen. And I can't say it's been easy all the time. I mean, the format of this, as it turns out now, has been very spur of the moment, and even today, like, we just briefly discussed what we were going to even talk about, and that's kind of just how it's gone over time, and it's like letting go. It's been a process of letting go of this perfectionism that both of us have, and the crippling, paralyzing fear of, is it going to be perfect enough for me to put out into the world? And that has been a huge lesson for me. that no matter what, I can do this, and I don't have to be afraid all the time. And it can be imperfect, and it can be raw and a little awkward, and I can still put it out there.
Yeah, and I mean, one of the things that I've struggled with the most this whole time has been the technical end of the podcast is, you know, the sound quality and, you know, feeling like I'm saying the wrong thing or something, you know, bad or not good enough. And over time, when I first started editing the podcast, I would take out everything. I would take out, like, every I would take out, you know, sentences that I just thought weren't good or... But the more I've worked with this show, the less I've done that, and the more I've accepted, like, it's okay. This is a conversation, and...
They're not always Ira Glass, perfection, clean, yeah. Crisp, and the delivery is perfect, and just perfectly nasal, but not annoying, like, you know, yeah. Just, like, crisp.
Yeah, we don't have the Seth Rogen budget either for mics and things,
no.
So...
Oh, you mean Joe Rogan?
I definitely mean Joe Rogan.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute.
Who the heck is Seth Rogen?
Yeah, Seth Rogen is the comedy writer.
Oh, that's right. Wow.
So.
Wow. I guess I'll keep that in, but look, that is an idiot moment.
Not an idiot moment. Just a name flub.
Yeah.
A simple name flub.
Anyway, but... Yeah, I've come to accept that, too. This is what we can do. This is what we've got. Like, we're working with what we have. We've changed mics, like, 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
It's never been perfect, but...
No.
It has gotten better than a phone microphone.
Yeah, that's what we started with. A phone microphone, and then a lavalier, and now an actual standalone mic.
Yeah. So yeah, things have changed and adapted, and we're in a completely different place in the country now, and
the background sounds are a little different. We had the cicadas in the summer that we had to try and avoid, but you know what? We're not in a studio. We don't have a studio. I know people tend to get creative with how to muffle sound, but we just haven't, you know, we've just done what we've done, and we just make it work.
Yeah. And I feel like I've always been self-conscious about the fact that the only thing that really remains the same with our podcast is that it's us. That's pretty much the only thing that remains consistent. And I'm like, oh, that's, like, no other show does that, or, like, whatever. But actually, a lot of different podcasts do.
Yeah.
Where it's just two people, or one person talking, but I just felt like, oh, it's me and no one cares, like.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's a lot of people's podcasts. So, we honestly went into this not really knowing that much about podcasts,
yeah.
Too. We were just like, well, this seems like a thing that we might be able to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, we just tried to approach it with what we had.
Yeah, and just the diversity of topics that I think we've gone over. A few years ago, I didn't imagine talking about the number of either vulnerable things that we've talked about on here, or just, you know, whatever, like, the wacky things that we've talked about.
Yeah, just like the strange interactions and things that we've had, or, our weird childhood things and weird movies and musicals and stuff. And yeah, I mean, I didn't think I would do that on a public platform.
No.
And I mean, not that, like, I think part of what's been able to help me do this is that I know that not that many people are listening.
Yeah.
But even so, it's a step for me. Like, it's more than I've ever done in my life to share what I'm thinking, to make these conversations that Blythe and I have on a regular basis accessible to other people, other than very, very close friends. Like, it's so challenging. It's been so challenging in any, like, I mean, I've gotten better, but I mean, there are fewer platforms for this right now, but any kind of social event, obviously, if you've been listening to this whole podcast, it's very difficult for me to, like, add things to the conversation or find my way in, or even in an in-person work situation. It's when you're, having your lunch break or whatever. It's always been difficult. And so to just go on here has been freeing and interesting, and sometimes I end up saying things that I don't know I'm going to say, and I end up, yeah, like Blythe was saying earlier, it's like I'm like, oh, I don't know if I wanted to say that, but I keep it in more often now. In the more recent episodes, I'm like, okay, well, I'll just keep it in because it makes me uncomfortable, and I'm trying to learn to be a little uncomfortable. And it's, we've done episodes talking about how the places we've lived have affected us and how they've shifted our perspectives. But I think it's been interesting to look at even like this versus my journal, that there are just things that, like, I see how my politics, my cultural views are changing and shifting, and I can't say I always go back and listen to these unless I'm editing it. I just kind of let it go. That's been another thing. Like, once it's edited and once it's good, I'm like, just go. And it's out there. But maybe one day it'll be interesting to look back and see how things have changed, and it'll be interesting to have an audio record of these thoughts that we've each had in this time, in these last 2 years, and in such a, like, a pivotal moment in history with the pandemic and so many social movements and just cultural awareness. It's just such a crucial period. And so and that's not to say, like, oh, I'll be so inspired by my wisdom at that period. No, that's not what I'm saying at all. Just, like, to look back and say, like, what was my frame of mind like? What was I trying to make light of during this really dark time? And what was interesting? And what was happening? Like, all of that.
Yeah. And we'll take a quick commercial break and come back to talk about some more stuff about the podcast. Going back to the idea, our audience. Yeah, I know we've had a small audience, but I like that, and I really do appreciate that people have reached out and said, an episode or two have interested them or made them think about something else or something like that.
that's been really special. Because, again, as Paige said, we edit these and just let them go. And it almost feels like I don't expect people to listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
So for everyone who has, thank you. Thank you so much for listening. It's been very meaningful.
Yeah, just even to know that something that we talked about made someone think about something a different way, or just, like, spurred this whole train of thought that is totally different than what we were even discussing. Like, it's inspiring to me, and that's, I think it's what's inspiring where we're thinking of going next.
Mm-hmm.
And the importance of collaboration and hearing a multitude of perspectives in the creative process, and how crucial that is to me. I mean, it's been, of course, it's been a joy to collaborate with Blythe in this, and I think we're just excited to get back into more of a group dynamic of creative work.
Mm-hmm.
And while this pandemic has been very insular, and, you know, we're not going to be jumping back into, like, oh, and everybody gather around and let's do this or something, it's not like that, but just finding ways of fully engaging people in the present moment of the creative process again is so deeply important to each of us, and that is something that this podcast has lacked. It's like we see that after we've done the episode with mm-hmm. these people, our friends, who have reached out and who have given their thoughts, but I'm eager to get that in the process of
creation.
Yeah, within the process of creation. So, yeah, that's exciting to me. And it's something I feel like I've been missing for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the main reason why, you know, many, many podcasts have guests. I think the reason we haven't had guests is the technicality, really.
Mm-hmm.
It's just our setup is very, very amateur. And especially now our internet connection is a little bit spotty sometimes, so doing a Zoom call could be a little bit treacherous. So
yeah,
that's the main reason why we've never done an interview or had anybody on as a guest. We've definitely thought about it before, but it just didn't work out.
Yeah, it's something that I wanted to do, but yeah, again, it's just the fear that has been a fear and a discomfort that I haven't leaned into is the, oh my god, like, what is somebody else gonna think coming into this? Like, they're going to be expecting some glossy studio and some great $1,000 mic and stuff and just rig and everything, and it's just not that, and I've come to accept that for myself in, like, doing this myself, but I just wasn't ready to bring somebody else into that. That's the perfectionism that's been left over. It's like, oh, if it includes somebody else, it needs to be perfect, and maybe that's what this next step is and where we're going, is accepting when it's not perfect and other people are involved.
Mm-hmm.
Which I've seen in the things that I've done before. But
it's been, yeah, a while.
And definitely NYU and film school made me very uncomfortable with the idea of it not being perfect and it not being ultra professional with other people involved. And I just have to jump back into that and say, no,
It's okay if it's not absolutely pristine and other people are contributing to this.
Thank you so much for joining us for episode 90, our final episode, and for joining us for any other episodes that you've listened to. Again, we truly appreciate everyone who has listened to one or all 90 of our episodes. The fact that you want to hear our voices is insane to me.
Yeah, I'm like, wow. Anyone that's tuned in, like, I mean, we get a little report on Anchor of, like, where in the world people are listening, the age demographics and stuff, and we know some of the people who are listening, but some people in, like,
Ireland?
I have no idea.
Washington State?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who you are, but I'm so deeply grateful that you even came across our podcast and decided you'd listen to any of it. Like, wow. So that's been really eye-opening and interesting, and we appreciate you a lot.
Yeah. As always. And for future projects, and if you want to see what we're doing after this is done, you can follow Paige on Instagram at Unbloomed Studio. You can follow me at Existential Yikes on Instagram. And while we won't be posting on the social medias for this podcast anymore, you can still follow them if you'd like to look back at graphics for previous episodes, captions for previous episodes, at Riff Off the Cuff on Instagram and Riff Off the Cuff Conversations on Facebook. But as we've said in the last, like, 10 episodes, the Facebook is pretty
dead.
It's dead.
Indeed.
So, I would suggest the Instagram.
Yeah, definitely so.
Right. Thank you. Thank you so much for your time. And
yes, you've been great, y'all.
Yeah, you've been great. Wonderful listeners. And
that's all, folks.